Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the link between pesticide use and cancer.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Farmers and farm workers across the country are more likely to be diagnosed with cancers like non-Hodgkin's lymphoma than the national average. And some scientists believe pesticide use could be partly to blame. Ben Felder with Investigate Midwest has been looking into this with support from the Pulitzer Center and the Fund for Investigative Journalism. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
So you analyzed cancer rates in the 500 counties across the country that use the most pesticides per square mile, and that includes two dozen counties in Northwest Ohio. What did you find?
Yeah, what we found is that those 500 counties that use the most pesticides, 60% of those counties had cancer rates that were higher than the national average. And when you group those counties in various buckets, however you want to do it, the end result is usually the same. The more pesticides that are used, typically the higher the cancer rate.
Interesting. Did anything stand out to you about Ohio in particular?
When you look at late stage cancer rates, it's even more alarming in Ohio, not just the northwest part of the state, but really just the whole western part of the state. And why that's important is because we've seen thousands, tens of thousands of lawsuits against giant agrochemical companies from users of pesticides that claim that their cancer was caused by these products. And the late stage cases are usually where you see a lot of those litigation cases come from.
Well, you didn't just analyze data. You also talked to over 100 farmers, environmentalists, and lawmakers. I'm curious, what did you hear from farmers? Are they concerned about this?
I think the challenge for a lot of farmers is, you know, they're aware of the cancer crisis that's taking place in rural America, but I think a lot of them aren't really sure what to do. You know, I talked to farmers, you know, who expressed, you know, frustration with the company, some that expressed shame and, you know, felt like, you know, did they do something wrong that hurt their friends and family and neighbors? But again, when you look at it, this is just kind of the modern farming system. And it's really, you know, the policies and the corporations where I think, you know, those tough questions need to be asked.
Mm-hmm. As more and more research links pesticide use with certain types of cancers, how are state and federal health officials responding?
The largest agrochemical companies have wondered amidst these lawsuits whether or not they can continue to make those products. That's what they're saying publicly. What they're doing behind closed doors is they're trying to pass laws at the state level that would protect their product to say that if it's approved by the EPA, then it's good to use all across the country and that state level lawsuits should not be allowed. We've seen attempts in dozens of states. Only two states have passed it so far, but there's also a Supreme Court hearing coming up at the end of April that could make this a national law that could bar these types of lawsuits nationwide.
Yeah. Well, pesticides have certainly helped the United States become a major agricultural producer. And those crops that they help grow fuel us and the animals we eat and the cars we drive. What would be the consequences of limiting their use? And, you know, where do you think farmers should go from here?
There's no doubt that farmers have been able to significantly increase their yield because of the use of pesticides. But there are compelling examples all over the Midwest, I think you'll find, of farmers that either have completely resisted chemicals or really lessened their use of chemicals. They've looked for more efficient ways to apply chemicals and are still getting really good results. And so I think one of the things that is going to be really important in the years to come is how does technology play a part of this? How are pesticides applied in a more efficient way? And is there a way to do more with less of these agrochemicals?
Okay. Ben Felder with Investigate Midwest. Thank you.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.